Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for Soundcheck, our live performance and interview series. I'm John Schaefer, coming to you today from the Green Space, which is WNYC's ground floor performance venue. No audience today, but for the first time in over a year and a half, we are doing these Soundcheck sessions live. And what a trio that we have with us today to kind of resurrect our live Soundcheck performances. Vijay Iyer, the pianist and composer, Linda Mahan Oh playing the double bass, also a composer, and Tyshawn Sori behind the drums, yet another composer. All three of them have put out a remarkable record called Uneasy, which largely revolves around Vijay Iyer's own music. And the piece they're going to start us off with is called Combat Breathing. Thank you. Called Combat Breathing, live performance on Soundcheck in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue on Varick Street in Lower Manhattan. Vijay Iyer at the piano, Linda Mahan O on bass, Tyshawn Sori on drums. Vijay wrote that piece, and it is from the trio's collaborative record called Uneasy. And Vijay, let me start with you. First of all, it's just great to see you.
Good to see you too. It's been a while, but we've been doing this for a long time, haven't we?
We have. this has been a sort of forced hiatus, though.
Indeed.
But, you know, obviously the three of you have made good use of your time. I understand that both Tyshawn and Linda had sort of other creative projects besides musical ones. Both of you had kids during the pandemic, right?
Right.
So, congratulations. And Vijay, the record is called Uneasy. And for many potential reasons, that title is a very resonant one right now. What did you have in mind when you wrote the piece Uneasy that we'll hear later and gave that a title to the album?
I guess I'm thinking now, especially in this being the moment that it is, I'm thinking about this whole century, meaning like in particularly the post 9/11 years that we've basically known each other that whole time, as this very uneasy time. That was the right word to live next to this collection of music, even though we have a lot of fun playing together and the music has a lot of joy in it. It also has a certain kind of, I would say, an ambivalence.
Well, and the three of you, as I mentioned in the introduction, you're all composers. So, you know, I guess I'm wondering, Tyshawn, for example, do you have to kind of consciously turn off the composer side of you when you're playing someone else, when you're playing a piece by Vijay, or does that actually kind of inform the way you interact with him?
I mean, all of it is interactive, you know. Just I don't ever think of myself as turning off my composer ears. I'm always thinking in a composerly way, no matter who I'm playing with. But in this, especially in this situation, I feel like I'm as much the composer in the situation as Vijay or Linda, you know, in this particular instance. I think we're all creating together something spontaneous, even though, you know, Vijay provides much of the structural framework, you know, behind a lot of what we're doing, and we're drawing from so much history. I think at the same time, I don't necessarily think of myself as, I'm the drummer in this context. Like, I don't ever look at myself in that way in this situation. Like, I feel like, in fact, it's not even about the instrument. It's not even about the drums. It's really about how can we all create something meaningful together, you know, at an instant. And Vijay and I, we've been doing this for, you know, about over 20 years now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, the experiences I have in this band and, you know, definitely inform a lot of what I do, you know, as a composer, just in general, and just reminding me of what it means for people to be in a room together creating something based on something that you put together on a page, and what, you know, a certain aliveness that comes with that, you know, that we haven't really necessarily experienced all that much in the last 20 months or so.
you know, which is why we're all so grateful to the three of you for coming in today, because, you know, we have been doing these sessions remotely, and that's good, you know, it's something. But as you just said, there's nothing like people together in a room. Linda, what about your history with Vijay and with Tyshawn? You all have a Banff connection, right, in Canada?
Yeah, I guess we've mainly played in the context of at the Banff Centre, you know, when both Vijay and Tyshawn were co-directing the program.
That's a summer program, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I was a student there actually many years ago, and it's one of the most amazing programs, 3 weeks long of just being in the mountains in Canada and just intensely absorbed in music and art and just building a beautiful community for 3 weeks. So, it has always been an amazing experience to be up there and to play with Vijay and Tyshawn for those faculty concerts, and through that, you know, I think a rapport grew, you know, and then we made this record, and we're about to tour it, so
yeah, I'm
very grateful.
So one of the interesting things about the record, Vijay, is many of them are pieces that you had written for other ensembles, for other occasions. Many of them do have a kind of sociopolitical, you know, idea behind them. Combat Breathing, obviously inspired by Eric Garner in Staten Island. Children of Flint, ripped from headlines that, even though it now seems like the before times, the reverberations of what has happened in Flint continue to be felt today. So in a funny way, some of these pieces that had very specific times and places associated with them have, you know, something has happened to them, and they've kind of transcended that, it seems.
It's not so much that they've transcended, but maybe that they serve as ongoing reminders of the impact of the past on the present, or the continued existence of things that we think of as past affecting all of us in the present. And it also, you know, I think those reminders maybe can be their own provocation, and then musically they give us an occasion to meditate on what we might do now. That's part of the nature of working with musicians like these incredible musicians, is that the music is made new each time. So I think each piece kind of is sort of reborn each time we play it. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah. How difficult is it, if you were a songwriter, you know, you could write a song with lyrics about Flint and the water situation and the inequality that, you know, was kind of brought to the surface when that whole story broke, but you write instrumental music. Mm-hmm. So is your musical relationship with the storytelling different from that of a folk singer, a protest singer who's writing a song with words?
This piece came about in a sort of kind of specific way, which was that It started with a different piece that I wrote called Song for Flint, which was a solo viola piece. I was commissioned by Miller Theater when I had a composer portrait concert there a couple of years ago. They were doing something called the Year of Water. It was like a Columbia University-wide initiative of some kind, trying to bring together scholars and artists from different disciplines to reflect on that topic. And so when they posed that to me, I said, Year of Water for whom? Like, that was the question that just kind of, I blurted out. Like, I didn't really know where it was, where I was going with that. But the first thing that came to mind then was like, okay, this thing, this resource we think of, certainly we think of scarcity and stuff, but, you know, also when we think of who has access, and why, and also how something as everyday as water could actually be doing harm, you know, and that how that harm might be a result of what's called environmental racism. So that was kind of what led me to write that particular solo viola piece. After that, there were 8 bars from that piece that I could not get out of my head. And it was like, I felt like there was some unfinished business there, you know? So that's when I made this piece that is literally kind of a child of that piece. It's called Children of Flint, but I also thought like, I would like to make a song that I could play for children in Flint, you know? Yeah. So that was what prompted this. And it was right before we recorded this album. So I wrote it for these guys, for this album.
All right, well, I'm eager to hear today's performance of it. As you say, it kind of evolves every time you play it. There's one version on the record, which is called Uneasy, but now let's hear Vijay Iyer, Linda Mahan Oh, and Taishan Sori performing a live version for us today on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's Children of Flint, live performance from Vijay Iyer at our piano, Linda Mahan O playing the bass, and Tyshawn Sori behind the drum kit. You'll find a version of that on the album Uneasy by this trio of musicians, actually the opening track on the record. And Vijay, you were talking earlier about, you know, kind of the overall tenor of the record, that sense of unease that we've felt over the past 20 years. I don't want to give people the wrong impression, people who haven't heard the record, that the album is just like relentlessly depressing, because, you know, there are definitely detours, emotional and musical detours along the way.
Yes, it's definitely not a, when I hear it, it's not a depressing record. I think it's actually quite an enlivening one, a very, like I said, there's a lot of joy in it. Part of it is just the joy of playing, you know, the joy of finding each other and hearing each other, relating in these specific ways. I guess I've gotten a reputation for making art about things that no one wants to talk about. You know, these projects I've done with Mike Ladd that you've been witness to.
Right. The Veterans Project.
Yes, exactly.
In What Language, which was about surveillance.
And right, exactly. But there's always the fact of people coming together and making something, which is itself an optimistic gesture, you know, even in the face of whatever it is that we're facing. So I think there's always this kind of, I think to make anything, you have to have that, you know, like it's meant to matter to somebody in the future, you know.
And obviously, you know, that optimism that keeps you creating, you need that more than ever when you're confined, you know, to basically your house or whatever for extended periods of time, and not just creating but procreating. So let me talk to the parents again, to both Tyshawn and Linda. You know, you've had kids during the pandemic, and
separately, by the way, just to be clear.
What was that?
Separately, I said, just to be clear.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
I mean, Linda, when Vijay mentions optimism, what is the alternative to having hope?
I mean, I'm a new parent. You know, Tyshawn's, you're sort of a veteran now in my mind, you know, with number two. I mean, what else is there, you know, besides hope? Exactly as you said, because, you know, it's very hard, you know, to think about some of those issues and bring a child into this world. But what else is there except just hope for the best and hope that we as humanity can really improve things and collectively look at the past and do better.
You know? Yeah. Tyshawn, you know, are you a, do you generally see yourself as a glass half full kind of guy? I mean,
no, but in a way I should.
Well, but you know, you've also been producing a lot of music during recent times,
right?
So do you feel, as Vijay just said, you know, is that act of creation an expression of this kind of need to have hope?
Definitely, that's necessary, you know, just for my own personal growth. We don't know, you know, in fact, how all will turn out, but in fact, you know, it's not really about knowing or not knowing. It's about really being in the present and hoping for the best, you know, for my children and for my family. I mean, what would you have without that? So in spite of the current times we're in, I mean, I try to stay hopeful as best I can.
So how much of this, Vijay, comes through in the versions of these sometimes older pieces of yours that we get on Uneasy? I mean, were you surprised at the directions that some of these pieces took when the trio got hold of them?
I think 20 years of playing with Tyshawn has taught me to expect the unexpected. And there was a moment where we knew we had a sound, and it was at Banff. In we had played a couple of gigs before as a trio, but it was at Banff in August of 2019 when we did that late night set just for the students. And then right afterward, I said, hey, you guys want to make a record? Because we had all felt this like jolt of, I don't know, there was something there that we wanted to pursue. And so all of that is kind of the reason that we're doing this, is because there's like, there's something there that in a way the repertoire, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but it is secondary to that, that core of just the sound of us playing together and the feeling of it.
And, you know, the album does kind of leave us in a different place, perhaps, than we started. You know, I kind of felt like when I got to the end of the record that I had been on some kind of a journey.
That's good. I'm glad people still listen to the entire album, because, you know, you're used to the material just getting sort of atomized or taken in little snippets.
Yeah. Did you intend this to be inhaled in one big gulp?
It's still, I'm like you, I'm from the 20th century. So I do believe in the
Are
craft.
Are you saying I'm old?
I'm saying
just
I'm
come old. Out and say it.
No, I'm turning 50 this month. So,
baby.
You know, yeah. No, but I believe in the craft of albums, you know, which is, in the history of music is kind of recent, but it has its own art. I do think of it as in terms of that shape and what it's, how it's carrying the listener, how it's taking care of the listener and bringing them somewhere.
All right. Well, the piece you're going to play next for us is the title track, Uneasy. You mentioned earlier this was originally part of a multimedia kind of presentation.
It was meant for dance in particular. So it was meant to be an occasion for movement. Mm-hmm. And it was. And, you know, Carol Armitage's company, they can count anything. Which is really nice. And it was really quite a feeling to have them landing on our downbeats. You know, we were on stage with them and they were like hurtling through space between us. You know, it was.
All right. Well, let's hear a live performance from the Green Space at WNYC on Soundcheck. It's Linda Mahan-O playing the bass, Tyshawn Sori on drums, and at the piano, the composer Vijay Iyer. Thank you. Oh, that's good stuff. A live performance of Uneasy, a work written by Vijay Iyer. It's the title track of the trio album by Vijay Iyer, Linda Mahan Oh, and Tyshawn Sorey, all of whom have been performing for us live in the green space. And Vijay, I know there are some kind of heavy themes behind some of these pieces, but as you've said several times, a lot of it is about the joy of making music. And what a great pleasure this has been to have the three of you here in person in the green space. It's a great record, but I've really missed this, hearing music played live here.
Yeah, we've missed it too. And I don't know if you know, but this is our first time playing together since January of 2020.
Wow.
So thank you for giving us this chance.
Well, it's been great fun for everyone except perhaps Irene Trudell, our technical director, who I think now needs a nap, thanks to Tyshawn's 24-inch ride cymbal. Every time you hit that thing, I see her in the control room frantically dialing things back. That notwithstanding, yeah, it is a monster. That notwithstanding, it's great to have the three of you here. Thank you so much for playing for us today. Watch the videos that we've shot here in the green space of these live performances. You'll find them on our website, newsounds.org, or on our YouTube channel. And my thanks, of course, to our technical director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and our video editor, David McLean, and the Green Space team, led by Jennifer Keeley-Sendro, and including Ricardo Fernandez, Chase Kulpan, Utsuki Otsuka, and Emma Wagner. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.